From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
You gave us a challenge last week that was, you know, on the surface it sounded very easy, but it turned out to be much more difficult than that, and it had to do with the names of a couple, a bird and an animal. Would you, a mammal, actually. Would you repeat the clue?
Yes, it came from listener Ron Gallup. I said, take the names pelican and antelope. The first is a bird, the second a mammal. The last two letters of pelican are the first two letters of antelope, and the last two letters of antelope are the first two letters of pelican, completing a loop. And I asked, can you name another bird and mammal this is true of?
Okay, and your answer?
The answer is cardinal and alpaca.
I love that. A listener sent this in to you, Ron Gallup.
Yeah,
fascinating.
Yeah.
600 entries from people who solved the puzzle, and our randomly selected winner from those correct answers is Linda
Younowski.
Thank you, Linda. And she's in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
What do you do there?
My husband and I, he's a retired microbiologist, and when he retired, we went all over the country and ended up here, and we love it.
Where were you before you ended up in Arkansas?
We were in Maryland.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
About 6 months.
Yeah, really?
Yes.
How did you find this one? Did you find it difficult?
Very.
Very.
Yes.
But you did it.
Yes.
And you sent in an entry.
Yes, I did.
And you answered the phone.
Yes, I did.
So you must be ready to play.
Yes.
All right. Well, Will, please meet Linda. Let's play.
All right, Linda, today's puzzle is called Hailing Cabs. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase in which the first word starts with C-A and the second word starts with B. For example, if I said breakfast meat that's part of an Egg McMuffin, you'd say Canadian bacon. Number one, something you pin on yourself with a candidate's name.
A candidate's...
Would that be a campaign button?
A campaign button.
Campaign
good one.
Button?
Good one. All right, number two. It can hold your Nikon or Olympus.
Camera box?
Yeah, but what you'd carry around. Camera is right.
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't. What would you carry around? Not a box, but a...
I would carry a camera bag.
Camera bag, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
An emergency telephone beside a road for calling the fire department or police.
A call box?
Call box, good job. Product made by Delco. And it would help start your automobile. What helps
battery
start?
Battery cable.
Battery is right. There's your B.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the synonym of auto?
Car.
Car battery. There you go.
Battery.
Try this one. Unlimited freedom.
Unlimited freedom.
It's a French phrase.
Okay.
Also used in English, though.
Oh, carte blanche.
Carte blanche is right. Portable ammunition holder.
Oh.
And it might be connected, would have bullets.
Bullets, right.
Rambo. Rambo would have them, an X in front of his chest, you know.
Do you know this one, Leanne?
Is it cartridge belt?
Cartridge belt,
wow.
Good job.
Yeah.
Try this one. One who sneaks in a house to steal.
Cat burglar.
Oh,
cat burglar
right.
Is right. Central figure in Mutiny on the Bounty.
Oh, boy. Captain Bligh.
Captain Bligh, good. Snickers or Three Musketeers.
Candy bars.
Uh-huh. I-495 around Washington.
Oh, Capitol Beltway.
Capitol Beltway. I knew you
know.
Guys would get that. What you get with a rebate.
You get with a rebate.
Or if you go into a grocery store and you use your debit card and they say, would you like...
Credit?
No, you don't want to just pay for your purchases. You want something in addition.
Right.
I think that would be cash back.
Cash
right?
back. Good
cash
one, Leanne.
Back.
Right.
Good that. Good. Try this one. One who runs errands on a ship.
The something cabin boy.
Cabin boy, yes. The White House in Spanish.
In Spanish?
Uh-huh.
Boy. Casa Blanca?
Yes. Casa Blanca, yes. It may be mixed in a bowl using Betty Crocker or Duncan Hines.
Cake batter.
Cake batter. An advanced math text.
Calculus?
Yes. Text. A volume.
Calculus.
A book? A
calculus book,
book
yes.
A book?
Good. Poet Maya Angelou knows why it sings.
Oh, caged bird.
Caged bird is right. And your last one, where to set the Thanksgiving turkey for cutting?
Carving board.
Carving board is
nice
right.
Nice work. Linda, nice work.
Thank you.
Well, you'll get some things for playing our puzzle today. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, and 3 Sudoku Wordless Crossword Puzzle Books presented by Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, a lot of loot coming your way.
Sounds great.
Linda, what member station do you listen to?
KUAR.
All right. Linda Yunowski from Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Thanks a lot for being our guest today.
Thank you very much.
All right, Will, a challenge now for everyone to work on during the coming week.
Well, this week's challenge comes from listener Tom Silke of Whitefish Bay, Wisconsin. Take a familiar brand name seen along roads and highways in the United States. It has 5 letters, 2 syllables. The first syllable, phonetically, is a word that is the opposite of the word spelled by the second syllable. What brand name is it? So again, a familiar brand name seen along roads and highways, 5 letters, 2 syllables. The first syllable, phonetically, is a word that is the opposite of the word spelled by the second syllable. What brand name is this?
When you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. And while you're there, you can sign up for NPR's downloadable Sunday Puzzle podcast. Simply visit our website, npr.org, and click on NPR Podcasts to learn how. Subscribe and the puzzle will be delivered to your computer or MP3 player every week. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.